Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Maddux. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Tom Bradley. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Adrian Garrett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Garrett and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonds moves to third. One out. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beckert for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman takes first base on ball four. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kingman. The throw from Garrett and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hickman moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. Hickman scores. Cardenal moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rader for a passed ball. Cardenal moves to third. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is walked intentionally. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Kessinger steals second. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive towards first. Hickman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-0 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddux hits a line drive beyond short. Kessinger can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Jenkins covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonds is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday bunts in front of the plate. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maddox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hickman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCovey strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 3 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Garrett moves to third. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 4 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 4 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Ron Bryant now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cardenal is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo is walked intentionally. Cardenal moves to second. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Adrian Garrett. Elias Sosa now pitching. Pat Bourque pinch hits for Paul Popovich. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Rudolph now catching. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Maddux hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-5 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-4 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-4 in the game. Spear bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Matthews moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kingman bunts towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to third. Spear moves to second. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-4 in the game. Rader is walked intentionally. Gary Thomason pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. Spear scores. Rader moves to third. It's 3-1, Giants. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rader tags and scores. two outs. It's 4-1, Giants. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-4 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-5 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Monday moves to third. Hickman moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.